Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's your girl Cat Daddy.
Wow.
And Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur. She caught me mid-sip of beverage.
That's okay.
That's all right.
And we have some very special guests in the building this week, despite us cackling like old hags. Special guests, please go ahead and tell everybody about yourself.
I am Nathan from the I Hope You Suffer podcast.
I'm Kit from I Hope You Suffer.
Guess what? I'm also from I Hope You Suffer. I'm Katie.
That's a lie. I don't believe you.
That's a lie. Oh, this is going to be a funny episode. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so this week, everybody from the I Hope You Suffer podcast is here with us.
Yes.
We still don't have a soundboard. So oh my god. It's getting
It's a party. I am now walking for the flame.
That's fine. But yes, like we're here. Then we have guests in the building. Please, guys, please plug yourselves. Tell everybody about yourselves. We actually share these lovely folks stuff all the time because we fucking love everything about them.
Yes, and their Patreon slaps. Jump on that Patreon.
Please.
Open your purse.
But yeah, tell them about yourselves.
Jazz signed up before we even announced it, so.
I immediately was like, I was looking for the link. Where is the link? Because I ran out of episodes, and I need more episodes because the other stuff, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't want to watch it or listen to it until I watch the movie because I don't want to spoil it.
Right.
Even if it's trash, it's funny that I understand the reference. So I'm like, oh man, I need some bonus content. So if you want some bonus content, pull up with your purse open.
I will say like 80% of the movies we cover you don't need to watch because they are absolute trash.
Agree.
Like Nudist Colony of the Dead and Tsunami and Last Vampire on Earth.
That movie is wonderful.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, our podcast is, I think we usually describe it as, we watch the movies you don't want to watch. Because it started as Kit and I specifically wanting to do bad horror movies, which turned into, doing three movies in a row that just made us lose our mind, and then being like, we got to do something fun. We're doing Jason X, which we consider a masterpiece.
Yes.
So, just kind of weekly episodes about, you know, kind of B grade or unknown or just straight up terrible horror movies.
Yes.
I think it's debatable between the three of us right now, but I think me and Kit, it's somewhere between Tsunami and The Elf as the worst we've done.
Okay.
Katie joined sometime after Tsunami, so she missed.
Yeah, I didn't have to watch
the Tsunami train.
Hope. We need to revisit.
No.
We should start doing like revisit episodes and making Katie watch the awful movies.
Yes. No.
I've watched Tsunami twice because my life's a nightmare, and the movie is like easily top five worst things I've ever watched. I do not recommend it for anybody at any given reason.
The good news is we're on our like longest stretch of good movies in a row right now because we're doing all 8 Leprechaun films.
Oh yes, I am caught up. Wait, I don't know if 3 has released yet.
Three will be out tomorrow as of when we're recording this.
Okay. So great. I'll be tuning in. I've already listened to 1 and 2. You know I have. And I've seen every Leprechaun movie except for that new one, The Origins. So
there's Origin and then there's Leprechaun Returns, which is the newest one.
What?
Leprechaun Returns technically retcons everything that came after 1 and is a direct sequel to the first movie, but doesn't star Warwick Davis as the Leprechaun anymore. So it's pretty good still.
Okay. But you've seen this already.
Yeah. It came out last year, I think. Maybe the year before.
Okay. All right. I'll take
it. I might have to check this out.
No, I have to. Because okay. I've seen all the it's Leprechaun. That is a video store rental. She's iconic. A staple. Because it was a cheaper one, it was straight to video.
Yeah.
Like I said, on another podcast, the newer movies were expensive to rent. Those movies like Ice Cream Man, yeah. Leprechaun in the Hood,
they're
like
Ice Cream Man
to rent. I love Leprechaun in the Hood, but it's so fucking problematic. Terrible. It's fucking terrible. But it was good to me because it's a part of my childhood. But my childhood is great and fucked up because the shit I was allowed to see. I should not have been watching that or Players Club. But here we are.
Like Air, you will rise,
girl. But wow, yeah. Check out I Hope You Suffer on everything, on Twitter, on Instagram. Follow them now, as you're listening. Open your phone. You're not gonna open your purse. Open your phone and just hit the follow button on everything.
You better do it right now. I'm smiling as I say this.
Yeah, that
means. Yeah, I mean,
I'll help her hide the body.
We had a little mishap with our Twitter. I got our Twitter suspended for asking Twitter if it was okay to wish death on the president for getting 1 million people killed. But our new one is at IHYS Pod and Instagram at I Hope You Suffer Podcast, and our Patreon's just patreon.com/IHYSYSUFFERpodcast if you want to hit us up.
Get information to open your purse right now. Thank you so much.
And we have cool shirts, so bye.
Thank you.
Shirt on it.
I have done a really damn good job, I would like to say, making sure all of the super cool pins that we have made it from point A to B in this move. I'm so proud of myself. I was like, look at this one. It's so fun and cute and blue.
buy things from them. With
please,
your money.
Yes.
Please, that's what I'm telling everybody. Open your purse aggressively. That's
fine.
But
that's
all right. Fine. Here we are to talk about child-friendly horror. So this is like PG, PG-13, things that kids, the youngins, the young warhogs can watch, kids I teach, maybe kids you have, because I don't have any.
Some nostalgic stuff. We're going down memory lane. We're watching them. I've honestly checked out some new movies because of this, so I thought real cute.
I found something that made me cry, and y'all know I am made of stone. My heart is black. I don't cry through movies, and y'all gonna laugh when you hear what fucking movie it is.
I won't, because I cry every time I watch specific episodes of The Office.
Oh my god!
So.
Yeah. I sometimes when the cold open starts and I know what the episode is, I start tearing up. I cry at everything. I cry at happy. I cry at sad, things. I cry at just almost anything.
I never cry, and I watched Hotel Transylvania today.
Oh, I love that one.
I cried twice. The beginning of the movie, they was like, oh, let her out and do it to the world. And they were all just looking at her fly out the window. They were so proud of her. And they were just so supportive. I was like, these monsters are better than humans. Oh my God. They're the fucking best.
For real,
I'm not Dracula's friend. And I don't really care for Adam Sandler that much. He's not the worst kind of person. Some of his comedy rubs me the wrong way, but he does make good things. He has quite a few good things that are very, noteworthy. But I'm like, damn, this movie got me wanting to actually kick it with Dracula, who is played by Adam Sandler. That's a feat. Because, listen, I was like, I want to be a part of the monster family. I want to go to Hotel Transylvania. I was like, wow. I haven't felt like that about a kids movie in a long time. It made me feel it's not Toy Story. Definitely, that's one of my faves. But it gives me that kind of feel, I actually would like to participate in this kind of world. So I think that's what's really fun about children's movies in general, because they already suspended disbelief because they're giving you something, out of the otherworldly, or they know how to play. Because kids, kids don't give a fuck about the shit adults do,
right.
Which makes them fucking cooler than adults. They don't give a fuck about how this person's flying or moving their body because of the joints. They don't give a shit. They're like, wow, he's getting loose. I'm having a good time.
His legs do a thing.
Yeah, they're just having a good time. And I'm like, when people can just have a good time, that's when you can really enjoy art. And I'm like, when people make things for kids, they really let loose. And I'm like, I want to kind of see more of that in adult horror. Like, but you know, adults are kind of stuck up. But
yeah,
Hotel Transylvania, watch it now.
I really liked that one. I think it's, first of all, I was super, super stoked when you guys pitched this topic, because this like kids or child friendly horror, whatever, is like my jam. That's like most of, well, I mean, we all watch horror movies all year round, right? But kids horror to me is the best because of what you were just saying, right? And then also it's like a lot of times they use more of kind of like the more of like a whimsical and aspects of Halloween, and not necessarily something that's like someone's eye getting gored out or like whatever. So sometimes you want to watch something that's like spooky, but you just want to like watch something that's kind of like lighthearted and like, for the lack of a better term, whimsical, you know what I mean? So like for me, around Halloween is when I watch usually more nostalgic stuff, and I have watched a few of the newer ones, you know, with the lens of like, I get this movie is not for me, a 30 plus year old woman, but some of them are really good. Hotel Transylvania, I mean, that didn't come out super, super recently, but that original one, I think really was really good. They did it right.
2012 was that, it came out 2012. It was, because I had to look it up, because like I said, I seen it come out in like 2012, how old was I? I was 22. I was in college. So you know damn well I'm trying to watch no damn Hotel Transylvania. I was able to buy liquor in the store. You know what I was doing? Drinking liquor and getting loose in the club. That's what I was doing. I was doing a stanky thing. And I'm, yes, girl. And I was like, I'm not trying to watch that. So a lot of these movies, like Frankenweenie, Monster, like a lot of stuff came out like towards the later 2000s to 2010s, and I was an older teen adult, young adult in that time, so I'm like, I'm not watching these kinds of movies except for Toy Story. I went to the theaters to see that Toy Story 3, and I was in college. I didn't give a fuck.
Well, you know, Toy Story, that's
yeah, because that's my love. But you know, I was like, wow, I missed all these good movies, because I'm like, that shit was good. Like, it was fucking good. Like, y'all know I'm not even into comedy because my laugh box is broken. I fucking chuckled. I chuckled. I cried. I liked the animation. I liked the fun ideas, the monsters they made, the lives they created for these monsters. It was cute. And I just feel as though everyone should see it.
Well, I'm part of everyone, because don't shun me, guys.
You haven't seen,
not seen this movie.
Watch it today. And if you
I haven't either.
We got it for free.
I will not be shunned alone.
What is it on? I'm trying to figure out what did I watch it on. I'm like, did I watch this on Stars?
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
It's streaming somewhere. It's streaming somewhere.
I know they use these characters in, like, you know, like the propaganda posters I've seen around the city. Like, this is how you're a good dad.
Oh, yeah. I will say, I don't recommend watching any of the sequels. I think there's like two or three of them. Just
definitely
just put your blinders on, because they're terrible.
Well, that's say less. That's all I got.
Okay, so I'm just gonna watch Duel. I watched the first one. That's good. How about you? What did you check out today or yesterday?
Well, okay, so one of the new movie that I saw that I was really excited about was the new Addams Family.
Yes.
I thought that movie was really fun. I kind of wanted to see it while it was in the movie theaters, but, you know, I be doing stuff, so I never really made it to the movie theater. But it was a really good watch. It was about, like, teaching, like, you know, how to respect people who are different, and, you know, and not the spoiler alert, fucking, we're spoiling everything, just let everybody
know. Oh, yeah.
Everything's spoiled, just letting you know. Some of these movies are old movies, some of these movies are new movies. I'm not going to do too much, because I know everybody didn't necessarily see everything.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, well, basically, like, they move into this neighborhood after being, you know, like, chastised and then some in the old country. And you know how the Addams is. It's like, it took all the fun elements from the older movies and even the show and made it more modern. And they were kind of like DreamWorks-y kind of animation. But it was fun. Like, what I always liked about the Addams Family, the Munsters, all those, like, fun kind of stories and families, that they had this family that was macabre, always trying to deal with, like, the regular everyday. So they were the other. Not necessarily the other that reflected me, but I aligned with them because they were always doing like fun, random, kooky ass shit. And then there was always somebody in their neighborhood trying to hate on them because they were just minding their business and they decided to wear all black today. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. So I like this movie was fun. I think you would like the movie. It's on Hulu, y'all. So a part of their Huluween situation for anyone of us and anyone who's listening to us who has not seen it.
It's also on Prime.
Boom.
I'm like a really big fan of Addams Family. Like I watched Addams Family and Munsters, but Addams Family I liked more. And I was like one of those people. I was like really resistant to watching the new movie because like the art was kind of weird and like I didn't really like it. So I wasn't going to pay to see it for sure. And then I just threw it on the other night because I was like, well, whatever. I'm going to be doing whatever. So if I don't like it, it's not that big a deal. And I actually like got sucked into it. It's super cute. And I think it's actually a lot more truthful to the original Addams Family like show than Addams Family and Addams Family Values is. So I enjoyed that aspect of it.
I think that came out like right before like lockdowns and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was last Christmas something.
Oh, like was that, it? Right?
I think.
I know, like,
the beginning of the year.
3 months before lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. My partner, like, took her nephew to see it as, like, their kind of yearly movie trip or whatever. And, like, I remember her being like, it's, like, really good and it's really cute. And I wanted to see it and I just, like, never got around to it. So now that it's, like, on streaming, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I love, like, the two, like, Addams Family, Addams Family Values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what and, I'm like, thinking. Oh, they're so good. So, like, I definitely need to watch that animated one.
Addams Family is just, the movies I used to watch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, the show I didn't watch as much, but I'm familiar with a few of the episodes. But, you know, because, you know, Granny always kept the good times on. And then she also, listen, I've seen every single episode of the time.
You got those old TV shows, the Nick at Nights, anything that used to come on, like, classic TBS. And they would
Mary Tyler Moore. Mm-hmm. My grandma used to have me
the Partridge Family. That's me.
Yeah, all that stuff. I used to watch all the old people shows.
Same.
With my granny.
I'm having such a great time.
But my granny also watches Jerry Springer. And drinks Pepsi and eats Hershey Kisses.
She's such a cute guy.
She's wild. She's like, she was born in 1930. She's 90 years old.
She's having time
She's a wild boy. But yeah, Granny had me watching that, but she also watched Addams Family with me because, you know, look, it's a fun time.
I definitely thought the older movies too were fun as hell. Like, I honestly, if we're just going to talk about if it was Addams Family versus Addams Family Values, I personally feel like this is a situation where the storyline of the sequel stuck with me more and was more appealing to me than the first movie. Get ready to stone me if that's not how you
wait a minute.
Agree. I agree.
The auntie situation.
Yeah.
That movie was better. Sorry. No care.
I think I definitely agree that Values is better, but I think one of the reasons, like, I watched that one more as a kid because you're like, at a Wednesday and Pugsley are like more the focus of it, like them going to camp and doing all that stuff. And the first one is just like Fester and adult stuff. So it's kind of like, it's still really good, but at the same time you're like, well, like, who cares about romance? I don't know what years this came out, but I probably did not care about it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I will say Debbie from Addams Family is one of the best characters ever.
I love
Debbie.
One
of the best villains.
I loved it. And her outfits.
Oh, so great. Both of those movies are just amazing and like so quotable.
Yes. Now I want to go back and revisit it, especially when they're like watching. And I have nostalgia like crazy because I'm also 30 plus. I think, I don't know how many of us all here are 30 plus. Yeah. So sitting back, okay, watching the TV before all the, like, you know, extra bells and whistles of TV and this like late night reveal of the Black Widow. Check in later. I'm like, oh, this shit about to be crazy. What's about to come on TV tonight? They got the late night TV. Do you see how it's like one of those like old like crime shows?
Yes.
Where you're like, oh my God, this could happen to me. And then you realize, like, Fester, you're living a fucking horrible nightmare. and this is a kids movie. And then I realized that the 90s were crazy.
Oh, they were.
So I want to watch this now.
Well, I might.
Sadly, the second movie's not on Netflix. The first one is.
I don't really remember what happened with the first one until I started watching it again, so I'm about to click on it.
They were trying to figure out if Fester was really his brother or not, because the I think it was the Gordons, who were really like scammers. You know, it's always some scammers some involved. People. Trying to get Gomez's and their money.
Oh, they were trying. They were very rich. Mm-hmm. Very wealthy family. Old money.
And then they ended up with Cousin It. And now they're the lady and the Cousin It are together forever. Ooh. It's like a couple.
I ship them.
Yeah, you have those hairy children.
Yeah. It's fun. Suspend your disbelief. That's pretty.
Hey, it's fun. It. Like, I think it's fun. See, that's how they mix in fantasy, because children believe in fantasy and a lot of adults don't. And I think, and there are adults who like fantasy, but they like it in small doses or like it sprinkled. But mm-hmm. like kids were like, yeah, I want a cup of fantasy with a sprinkle of reality on top so I can just connect it. Okay. And I'm just like, you know, adults are like, yeah, to sprinkle, I want this real story because my brain is boring. And I'm like, and I'm like, well, the fantasy mixed with the horror mixed, because you don't have, stop asking questions. Think of something fun. Just have fun. Just let it out. And I'm like, wow. That's Adam Sandler does that. And there's looks in that movie as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Endless Morticia outfits. The costumes were beautiful. Man. The makeup was fire.
Lighting.
Amazing. I was excited.
She gave me old Hollywood glamour.
Always.
Yeah.
That was also like probably super early on with like CGI stuff that like looked good, where like like all the stuff with the hand like holds up to this day. Yes. And you just gotta think that was just a dude whose like entire body was covered in like a green suit except his hand.
Yes.
You telling me the hand was green?
Like, rolling down the hall.
No, sorry, Kit, that hate to bring it to you.
And living a fucking lie.
Oh my god.
Oh my
god.
So really quickly, for all of us here who were in our invisible room, I'm pretending my imagination. Of course, that'd get weird. What was a movie that was a kind of like family, kid-friendly-ish, whatever, rated movie that legitimately scared you? It didn't have to be like super scary, because obviously we've seen probably the worst of the worst as a collective. But what movie like stuck out to you that you were like, okay, so this is kind of like a kid's movie with quotes, but oh my god, that shit was scary.
Kid or Katie, do you guys have something? I need to think about that for a second.
Shows too. Sorry, it was on the spot. It just popped up in my head.
For me, it was definitely Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah.
That was scary.
The fucking main troll is absolutely horrifying as a child. He's just so snotty and gross looking. And there's a scene where like the girl checks under her bed and there's nothing and she rolls over and he's just like right there. Had me fucked up.
Oh, the best movie of all time.
That movie's great. I had that on my list. I've not seen that movie in over a decade, but I remember it still from my childhood. Like, it scared me a little bit, but then after seeing it, you know, 39 times, because it used to be on TV all the time, TNT, somebody had it on with commercials. That's one of the special, because I was fucking with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Poor. I don't think I've seen it.
How dare you?
I don't think. Yeah.
Like, Ernest is a thing that I stand very hard. Like, Jim Varney and the Ernest movies. Like, when we talked about this idea of like kids' horror, like, Ernest Scared Stupid was the first movie that I was wanting to talk about. Because it is, to this day, still like a favorite of mine. Something I watch like probably at least 5 times a year. It's just like, I don't know, something about like the character and that movie especially like just stuck with me from like watching it as a kid to now, like to the point that I watched it yesterday.
Wow.
He just running and, around turning your friends into wood. That's a terrifying concept. Yeah.
And like Kit said, like the trolls were made by the same duo that did all of the clowns for Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Wow, and they look great.
And yeah, like they look like legitimately good and just creepy. And especially as a kid, you're just kind of like, what is happening? Especially if like me, you kind of like, I remember watching Ernest's TV show and like then going from like that TV show into that movie, you're just like, what the fuck happened? Like, it's so good. I know Ernest probably as a character, if you didn't grow up with him, probably doesn't hold up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like that movie specifically, if you're into like horror stuff, I can't recommend enough.
Okay,
I agree.
Go ahead.
Don't Look Under the Bed, 1999.
Yeah.
Big scary blue boogeyman. Because first of all, he's black. So that stuck with me because that's something I was watching. I was like, look at this character. You know, listen. And then he's just turning and he's all.
Disney was getting diverse, baby. They was trying to shake the table.
Disney was diverse. Disney was not playing back
for
in the
once
day.
In their lives because listen.
Because Disney himself was racist as a bitch.
He ain't have it. He
is turning over his grave with all these people. All people on his, you know, I know damn well he wouldn't hire them in real life. You know he's racist as a motherfucker. And Disney made propaganda back in the day. If y'all look up some of them, Mickey Mouse back in the day during the World War II check it out. It gets very dark and suggestive and fucked up. Very nationalist. So you know. I just want y'all to know that it's not all Frozen and shit. Like, please look for those Disney comics that get very political. Because just because we make art and we're having fun in this entertainment, this does play a role in how the country plays. The art affects what people do and how people think and how people view things.
Propaganda.
So it's important what characters you put. You can't just slap things together because you have the freedom to. I mean, you can, but it fucks shit up. So when people critique things, like, oh, it's just a fucking movie. Bitch. It's not just a fucking movie. But anyway, Don't Look Under the Bed is wild as a bitch. It's like this boogeyman. I don't even remember the whole plot because I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm not watching him be turned to
this. Okay, so it's been years since I've seen this movie. But I remember Frances was the girl, and it was mm-hmm. all this random stuff happening to her and her friends, and everybody kept somehow, like, blaming her for it. And she was like, nah, y'all, it's the boogeyman. And the boogeyman was, like, really not, like, a shitball boogeyman. Like, mm-hmm. he was really had the demons on. It was getting, you know, this is when Disney Channel was trying to give you the layers with the story. They also were showing music videos from, like, grown adult people on this show.
So was Nickelodeon.
Yes,
Ice Cube really did. We be clubbing on Nickelodeon,
you know,
and you know we don't keep him listed because he's wild. Like
he's no longer with us. So.
Yeah, you're making me look bad, bro. Come on, dog. You make you're wilding.
2020 is terrible, but Don't Look Under the Bed was one of my favorite Disney kind of like movie situations. They came out with a lot of good like family. Friendly, but like adult situation. They were trying to test the waters. They had this. They had Halloween Town. Halloween Towns is honestly all these stories just burst from people not minding their business, and then you know stuff was happening, and when they should have just stayed home. Just as we know.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Another one. You should have minded your business. You did not have to go ahead and light the black flame candle. You shouldn't have tried to sit up here and impress this girl. They ain't trying to steal your shoes. You should have told your mother father they were stealing your stuff. Okay. So they can go retrieve your things, Zachary Banks, from the principal. Because you sit up here embarrassing your whole family. And now the witches are back and they're wreaking havoc on the town.
Sarah Jessica Parker is out here being stupid. She's not stupid in real life. But in that movie, she's a ditzy witch. She's
yeah, so she
dumb. I'm like, oh, God.
Mm.
I think, well, like for me, I can't remember what age I was when it came out. And like, I had already, like we've talked about it a couple times on I Hope You Suffer, just kind of like things that got us like into horror. And I remember like walking out and like my parents watching like the It miniseries or like Child's Play and stuff like that. So I had seen some of that stuff before I kind of got like into horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, specifically, I can remember watching, like, episodes of, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes. Oh,
fuck.
That, like, legitimately creeped me out.
The pool guy.
That's what I was about to say was my scariest.
Mine is whatever the one is that has, like, the funhouse clowns.
The burger one? What is it?
Who's are you talking about Lebo?
Yeah, I think so.
The one that has the cigar?
Yeah.
That one's Laughing in the Dark. Are You Afraid of the Dark is like my all-time favorite, and like of any child scary whatever. And yeah, Dead Man's Float was like the very first one. Like there was a few that creeped me out. Like Laughing in the Dark was scary because clowns are the worst. And there was like this one where this girl got turned into a doll and it scared me. Yeah. But Dead Man's Float was the worst because like, I mean, I think most people have weird fears about water or whatever. And so like seeing that, seeing kids get and that's the difference too, is because like in Are You Afraid of the Dark, kids like disappeared and got killed, right? And then when you have something like a lot of the other movies, like kids movies, like you don't really have that aspect of it. So this one was really scary because of that. And then when the fucking monster jumped out at the end, scared the shit out of me. And like still today sometimes I think about that monster and I'm just like, I've done paintings of him, so I've like stared at his picture, but like the like absolute like craftsmanship that went into this like creature that you don't really see that long because it's like at the very very end of the movie just like blows my mind. And it like straight up had me scared to go swimming when I was little. Like one of them says like, oh, do you smell that? It smells like rotten eggs or something like that. I'd be like swimming in the pool in the summertime sniffing, trying to see if I could smell that, because like he was invisible and he could just like zoop, just get you. And it was so scary. So that was the first one for me that like terrified me.
Yeah, I had Are You Afraid of the Dark on my list too.
Yeah, I have VRV. So if you have VRV, I believe it's still on there. They took away, because I remember I had VRV because they had a Shudder. Like Shudder used to be linked with VRV. And it's not anymore, but that's fine because I still have Shudder because I'm paying.
You used to have like Kablam and Rocko's Modern Life and all that.
Yeah, and that shit was gone, but Are You Afraid of the Dark is still there. And I'm willing to pay the money just to watch that and have access to all my anime, because I still have access to, you know, my One Piece, whatever I need to watch, because, you know, I'm into that. So I need to keep Crunchyroll. But also having Are You Afraid of the Dark and not having to go physically buy the set is keeping me paying $10 a month for VRV.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's worth it for me, because it's just a good time. Dang, I might go watch
that. That
shit
is scary.
In the background as I continue to unpack, listen to the void of boxes.
I'm crying. Pretend these boxes aren't here, girl. That's what I've been doing. No, so I had Are You Afraid of the Dark on my list. It was a tie between that and Goosebumps, because that just like right, just like that was previously mentioned. This was another show where kids legitimately went missing.
Yo.
And they died. Mm. And they like they would come back as ghosts, or they would pull up and be like, I was murdered in this house. Like, what the
before the show, I had books.
Yes, I read the books as well. And the books legit scared me. The
whole time. I still owe Belmont a library.
Shh, don't tell them nothing.
What are they going to do? I mean, at most, they can charge me for the books. And you know, I'm not going to hold you. Belmont, I will give you the money. If y'all send me an invoice, I'm gonna give y'all the money. That's fucked up.
I didn't even steal them.
I just forgot about them, and then we moved and I had them, and you know, I'm a kid. I'm not about to, you know, whatever. I had them for a long time. I had like several Goosebumps books from them. And then of course I had mine that I just owned, but I used to read the shit out of those books. Like, oh, it was a good time to choose your own ending, motherfucker.
Yes.
I like somehow didn't read Goosebumps when I was younger. Really, like I watched the show. The Haunted Mask is still like my favorite. I somehow just like skipped up to Fear Street, and I don't know why. So then, like, I tried to rewatch. Is everything okay?
Yeah, Xerxes coughing up a hairball.
Aww. I was like, and so I tried to go back and read the books, but I was like a little too old at that point, so they just didn't really, like, I watched the show, but I just didn't really read most of the books.
I want to reread them right now. I watched Goosebumps 2 this morning, just like in prep, and it made me really want to read through a bunch of the old books.
When I first moved here, after getting rid of most of my belongings, decided I need to just order a bunch of more crap that's just going to sit around my house. So I ordered this like collector's tin that has Haunted Mask, Night of the Living Dummy, Say Cheese and Die, and one other one in it. And I tried to like read through them, but they're pretty simple.
Yeah, Goosebumps was like the thing that I latched onto when I moved from California to Ohio when I was 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. And had like a rough time dealing with the change and like all that stuff. And like that was Goosebumps was like the thing I started reading that like I like dove into that kind of like got me out of that and also got me into reading in general. So like those books will always have that like special place for me. Like I don't remember a lot about the TV show. I know I watched it and I there's certain episodes that I can remember, but the books specifically were like huge for me as a kid.
I think like I started rewatching the Goosebumps series like last year, and to me, while it's fun as an adult to watch it because you're like, "Oh, there's oh crap, what's that guy's name? Ryan Gosling." And he's like, 12, yeah. That's awesome. A lot of the episodes kind of come off as goofy compared to Are You Afraid of the Dark? So I had a harder time as an adult rewatching Goosebumps. Yeah, for sure. And they have a lot more like, while I do like monster movies are like my favorite kind of movies, they go for like monster stuff a lot more. Mm-hmm. But because of the budget, I feel like it just doesn't come together the way Are You Afraid of the Dark does for me.
Yeah. Okay. Budget that, and time.
Yeah. So there were 30. Were they same amount of time or no?
We'll see.
I think they were Goosebumps both like half an hour.
95 to 98. Goosebumps was on TV from 95 to 98.
What about Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark ran for like 7 seasons or something like that.
And it came back, I feel like. Too. It's just a really good series. It's serious. I feel like Are You Afraid of the Dark is a little more serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like Goosebumps is a little more cheesy, but it's still horrifying.
Yeah.
Also because I read a lot more of the books than watch. Like, I did watch the show, of course, and with that great theme song. I used to watch. Yeah.
That dog was about to beat everybody ass on the porch.
He's scared. I used to read the book, so it's less cheesy if you're reading the book.
Yeah, sure.
You're imposing the dialogue, you're creating these scenes and making these monsters, and you're making them your own in your brain. So when I read those books, because like I said, I read a lot of those books.
Awesome.
My imagination was also very wild as a young warthog, and it still is.
Say Cheese and Die in my head versus watching it on the show was two different things to me, because it was scarier in my mind, because the whole premise behind the show is scary as fuck. You find a camera, the camera out here predicting all kinds of bad shit. I would have just chucked that camera in the ocean, bro.
Right?
But
since I saw
this is not worth it.
Jet no cedo.
Exactly. Between that and One Day at Horrorland. Woo! One Day at Horrorland was scary as hell. That one and Welcome to Dead House. Those were stories.
There was a sequel to Dead House.
There was. And Horrorland too. Return to Horrorland. Like, those were stories where kids were legitimately like dying. Yeah. Like, people were in fucking log rides getting washed away down the goddamn river.
I was at the Scholastic Book Fair stressed. I used to be like, "Mom, can I get this?" And my mom used to fuel my money. Like, if I asked for money for books, like, if I really asked, like, I didn't always get it, but if I asked, especially if I asked in advance. Like, you know, kids like to ask for shit last minute. You can't be, it's in between pay weeks. You can't be just asking for $30.
I was a
no
dickhead.
Books.
I would ask the night before.
Yeah. and trying to understand why your mom saying no, think she being mean. No, nigga, she broke.
I told my whole class she was going to make these cupcakes.
Girl, you are stressing the fuck out of your mom. She's not even a bad person. You would have told her 2 weeks in advance. She would have already got the shit together. You would have made an itinerary. But my mom, like, if I told her in advance, she'd give me a little money. And guess where I spent them on? What Goosebumps books?
Same.
Sam's fucking straight.
You did good.
Goddamn, good time. You did. What about you, Kit? You had, like, something you watched recently or something that scared you, like, shit as a kid?
I'm trying to think. Gremlins fucked me up as a kid. Because it's more goofy than it is supposed to be scary. But I don't know. I can't do salad bars because of Gremlins 2. Fucking weird salad gremlin.
Whenever they're like pulsating in their little egg sacs, though, that was pretty scary.
Oh yeah, the first like show up.
Gizmo. Yeah,
Gizmo's so cute until he's not.
He starts like spouting the like eggs out of his back. I was like, oh, I don't like that. Fuzzy things can be terrifying.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Do you think fuzzies are scary? Do you guys think that Furbies are scary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen.
I always thought like the idea of like when you see the ones that like talk to each other was extremely creepy. Mm-hmm. But like the look of them, I was like, this is whatever. And then you see them just like laughing with each other, and I'm just like, all right, fuck this.
They're so scary. Especially like I got one, my mom was very much like the It toy mom. So if there was like an It toy for Christmas, like I would have it. I would have like Pogs or Beanie Babies. Furby was one of them, and she got me this like tiger striped one that I think she still has. And like that thing was a demon. Oh. It would just like churn on. I had it underneath my bed because I was afraid of it, and it would just. That's I would
the
be like
place for it.
Laying in my bed reading, and I would just hear ha ha ha. And I'm like, what? They're so scary.
Has all of its fur fallen off? So it's just like the scary metal skeleton.
No, but it was. It's possessed, especially like whenever the batteries start dying, because then its voice is all warped and stuff. And I swear, I took the batteries out and it still worked. Swear to you,
It happened. Okay. You go ahead, Jess, because I was terrified.
My mom is not particularly the It toy mom, but if she didn't know my mom's a Leo also, so she's looking at me like a hawk and observing me. And I'm like, and we had the little toy magazines, you know, they were Toys R Us. She was just sitting next to me doing what she's doing, smoking her Newport as she did. And I'm looking at the magazine. If I stay on a page too long, she'd have probably peeked over and seen what the fuck is on the page. And she's like, I'm looking at this Furby. I got a Furby for Christmas. I got one. Because I liked it. I thought it was a cute little thing. And I have a ventriloquist doll named Lester.
Oh my God.
Let's goodbye.
Not Lester, but no. The Furby I got, it was cool, but it would turn on. And I just couldn't anymore. So I took the batteries out. And no. That had to go in a box. That had to go. It had to go. I was not.
No. Mm-mm. You know what is fuzzy and scary, but the best. Did you guys ever read Benicula?
No.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
oh
I
did. My God. It's adorable. They like, so, but you know what it is, right?
I've never heard of this.
What? Okay, Benicula is a vampire bunny rabbit. And there's like all of these stories about how it would just go around and like suck the juices out of carrots and just like stuff like that. And I just thought I wanted one so bad. I wanted Benicula. And they remade it into a show like sort of recently, but it looks goofy as hell. So I think it's not for me. But so that's what I was reading instead of like the Goosebumps was like Benicula, anything by like Ray Bradbury. Like The Halloween Tree is one of my favorite books and pretty good movie too. But that he was like spooky as hell. And of course The Witches was one of my favorites.
Oh man.
Okay. I have not seen the trailer for the new movie, y'all. Has anyone watched it? Does it look, I mean the pitch, no. Okay, I'm just shaking my head.
Picture of what's her name? What's the
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, looks like I don't know what they're doing with it, so we'll see. Okay. I'm gonna just let it be, right? I'm gonna Addams Family it, and I'm just gonna wait till it's free, and I'll watch it and see. Because it could surprise me. The thing that I hate about when they do remakes now is that, like I get it's not for me. Like, it sort of is, because I like watch anything that's like animated or stop motion or whatever, but it's just, I feel like they do too much with the CG that just turns me off to it.
Fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
That's how I felt looking at the picture. It's kind of like, but also I too want to sit on my hands until it comes out, because I already see myself comparing it to the original. And I don't even like super crazy go up for the original. Like, I don't dislike the movie at all. It mm-hmm. She did what she came to do. It was very effective. The makeup. Oh my God.
Like, that was so scary as a kid. That was actually like my, I more so than like watching anything, I mostly read. Like, my mom and I would go to the library like multiple times a week just because I loved reading. And she dropped me off at this like library club thing where we read the book for Witches and then we watched the movie together and we had like treats or whatever. And that was like one of my like favorite childhood memories just because it was like spooky event for children. Mm-hmm. And I remember like watching the movie with like a room full of other kids, and then the first time that you see Angelica Houston like take off her face, I was like, oh, what? Because I had never seen anything like that before. And the idea that these creatures are just like walking around acting like normal people, but they're like, I don't know, to me it, I was like, is this gonna happen to me?
Like, I think
how did Angelica
Yeah,
I was gonna say, how did Angelica Houston end up in like all of these kids' horror movies?
I don't know, but she's fantastic.
Yeah,
she's good at fantasy. She's good at selling that whimsical thing. Like, that's the word.
She also has like a very unique looking face and like mannerisms, but she's like also, it's like unique, but she's also just like gorgeously fabulous, and like any kind of like makeup that they do for her, she's just amazing. I love her.
Ethereal, otherworldly, just real woo.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. I also watched Monster House 2006.
I have not seen Monster. I've seen bits and pieces of Monster House. I failed everybody again.
A thing. I'm not the biggest fan of the animation. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of ugly.
Yeah, it's not cute. They look weird. The kids are ugly. Their faces don't do a lot of expressions, and their heads are really stiff and big, and their bodies are really like French fries. I don't really know about French that. Fries. Yeah, like French fries, bro. Like,
I agree. Yeah,
really a big fan. But the story was actually really good, so I did watch it to the end. And 2006, I was about 16. So I wasn't really interested in that movie at that age. I was like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a kid movie, and it doesn't even look scary. Like, I'm not watching that. And I watched it today. It's cool. It's actually a good story. Like, this old man, he lives in this house. You know, it's the old man.
A scary old man.
It's always that guy with the fucked up house. And his house is really old. Looks like the Niebuhr house, like shit.
Oh my God. It does.
It looks like fucked up, except the grass is cut. Grass is cut. Like, the lawn is done outside. There's no gate. But the inside, it looks like, what's the word? Dilapidated? I can't
lie. Dilapidated.
Here we go. Yeah, thanks. My tongue doesn't think every time I try to.
And I know how it sounds. I know how I'm supposed to say it. But my tongue just refuses to cooperate. So, it's a fucked up ass house. Them old ass. It looks almost abandoned, but it's not. There's no boards though. The windows are upkept. But he's always like, he takes people's stuff. Like, if you even put your pinky toe
on, he'll rip it right off.
He'll come right out. Yeah, I'm not lying. We be picking kids up and shaking them and shit. Now let me tell you something. As soon as I watch this, I was like, I don't know who neighborhood this is.
Going to jail.
But I was not even going to jail. You're going to God. Let me tell you. If somebody would have picked me up like that, my daddy would have came out there and beat the dog shit out that old man. Because my mom's also a ratchet. My mom would have came out and also beat the shit out of that old man. Grandma Jean would have shot him. Granddad might have shot him as well. I don't know.
You don't put your hands on nobody's
kids. Like, especially in like, we don't do that. Like, I'm not used to that kind of thing. Like, you know, your neighbors might be able to discipline you if they cool with your parents. If they're close enough, and not discipline, like further back in the day, my grandma used to tell me they used to beat each other kids.
Well, yeah. We'll the teacher had permission too.
Yeah. Now, earlier, like, you don't have a chance to beat them, but you'd be like, hey, don't do that. Your neighbor, your auntie, that's like your auntie across the street. Get out that street. Stop doing all that. I'm going to call your mother. Like, that kind of thing. You know, like, you can't just pick me up and shake me by my collar. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I keep telling you, it's crack.
Smoking dicks, okay?
That's what it is.
Because, what the hell? But anyway, they thought he had a heart attack, and he doesn't. And they think he's dead, and they want to investigate this creepy-ass house, and the house is wilding. And you find the backstory about the house, and it's like, wow. okay, this is dark, but it also ends up not being as dark at the end. So I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I like didn't watch that when it first came out because it looked like one of those, you know how you have like Frozen and then you have like Ice Princess in the Forest and it's like this budget ass like version of it. That's what the animation looked like to me, so I just like never bothered to watch it because it's just ugly and weird. But this, I agree with you, the story is really good, so if you can like get over that, it's pretty good. It's like unique.
Yeah, it's good. I'd watch it again. It's just that if they could do better animation, like that's fine, but the story is good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And I enjoyed it. The writing's decent. It's not even, you know, crazy. I like that.
Well, speaking of animation, and more so animation that I enjoy, hopefully it's a crowd favorite with everyone that's listening and talking it up with us in the room. We briefly touched on, like, Frankenweenie. What are you guys' favorite, or, like, faves, because not necessarily one favorite, Tim Burton kind of animation stuff, because all of his stuff is like nightmare, horror, not horror, gothic,
yeah,
all
gothic. Mm-hmm.
Nightmare Before Christmas is my
The Corpse Bride.
I have not seen The Corpse Bride, however, I was her for Halloween 1 year.
That's
interesting. When I had the orange wig, I did the whole face with the stitches in my face, but I take no pictures.
Oh, like, that's Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, wait, no, I'm a liar. Wow. Anyway, I was Sally.
They act the same,
but I watch. They look very close. But side by side, not so much. Anyway, I like that Nightmare Before Christmas. Never seen Corpse Bride.
I saw Corpse Bride.
How was it?
Every time I look at these movies, as I grew up, I'm like, this is not for kids. Even still, like, the Corpse Bride was cool. I felt really bad for, what's his name? Victor.
Yeah.
Because Victor is supposed to be, like, proposing to Emily, and he can't get his vows right. It's, like, an arranged marriage type situation. And her family is super poor, but they're, like, high-class snooty, but no, they ain't got no money in their account. Trash. And they keep talking shit about everybody. Everything is, like, super dark and bleak. And, you know, he can't get his vows right, so now he's out here, like, trying to get his shit together, and there's like a secret murder mystery, and girl, and then how he ends up marrying the court or getting engaged to the Corpse Bride is he's in the woods, and it's not super spoiler, but because there's so much movie after
that. It's like the beginning.
Exactly. He's practicing, like, okay, I can't get this shit right. I'm trying to marry her. I'm serious about her. I just met her 5 seconds ago. I think she cool. I want to make it work. And he's practicing his vows, and he gets it right. He's feeling super confident, and here comes the Corpse Bride, and she's like, girl, wait a minute, Emily was corpse, that's right, sorry, Victoria was the girl I'm supposed to end it with. Emily comes up and goes, I do, and the ring.
Right, okay, so he, like, puts the ring on what you think is just, like, a branch, and can we talk about how terrifying it is that her, like, corpse hand has just been, like, sticking out of the ground for, like, who knows how long?
It's fine. Yes. That's normal.
It's just like her gnarled hand, and he. Wow. I do like Corpse Bride a lot.
It goes on, and then it comes alive, and then like you can already get a feeling, like she's saying, the whole woods feels alive, anyways. But he's just oblivious. He's just trying to get these lines right, and it goes from there. And then, like I say, it's like a murder mystery. There's like drama and love.
Also, there's like a maggot that's like a main character, or like a worm. It's pretty.
Yeah,
it's your favorite.
I know, right?
You love maggots.
He like pops her eyeball out sometimes. It's like, wow.
He's got the classic horror henchman face, and boys, he's like, hello. You know? I'm just like, oh, okay, all right.
Do you, Nathan or Kit have one?
I will say I do not like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Unbelievable.
I think the animation is like astounding, but story-wise, I'm just not into it. I saw Corpse Bride. I remember seeing that when it came out, but I don't know if I've seen it since. So I don't know if I even remember anything about it other than the way it looked.
Right.
Yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a favorite, and I watch it pretty routinely, even when it's not Halloween or Christmas. Corpse Bride is one that I wanted to see it so bad I went to the movies by myself whenever it came out fucking 15 years ago, was like, all right, fuck everyone, I'm gonna go see this. I haven't watched it since, and I really have been wanting to recently.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas is like one of my favorites, just because, obviously. Corpse Bride, I also really like. I saw Nightmare Before Christmas, I actually saw in the theater when they were doing that like 3D, like remaking stuff in 3D, but not just 3D, like dimensional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Corpse Bride is one that I actually watch year round too. But my favorite, actually, I don't know if this is cheating, but it's not Tim Burton. It's a Laika movie. But it's still stop animation, is Paranorman.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another one that I watch all year round. And obviously Coraline is also super great. But Paranorman is like my favorite. I watch that all the time.
I haven't seen it. It was on my list, but it's not streaming anywhere for free. And I was like, I'm gonna watch all the free movies before I rent this.
Yeah.
But now that you said this, and I'm like, Ernest, who has been on our Scream episode, Evil Dead episode, zombie episodes, Ernest is a recurring guest. He's like, yeah, Paranorman. I remember him saying this more than once.
He likes that movie a lot.
So, but it must be good, because anytime Ernest says it's good.
Listen, this is not really a spoiler, but it's got ghosts, it's got zombies, it's got witches, it's got anything you want. It's funny. Like, the main character is just this like little guy who like loves horror, but also sees ghosts all the time. And like, nobody believes him. Like, obviously that happens and whatever. And yeah, so it's my favorite of all of the like spooky stop animation kind of movies.
I need to watch that.
Yeah,
might have to put my $2 on the table. It wasn't expensive. It was big.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I might.
It's definitely worth it. If it's $2 to rent, it's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely under $4.
Oh, yeah. Under four.
And I do want to touch on Coraline that came out in 2009. I was like 19 when this movie came out. I did not see it.
There was a lot of fun promotion.
Yeah, I didn't.
They gave like shoes.
They didn't watch it in theaters.
I didn't see the movie. I honestly have not seen the movie, period. So shun me again, everybody.
God damn it, Kathleen.
I was supposed to see now, it.
You know how you place movies in my room and make me watch them, like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, which is great, or things like that? I am going to physically have to put this room. I'm going to physically make you watch
it. Sounds good to me.
Because I fucking love
Well, I'm sick. I know I have a homegirl that was, so, like I said, promotion for this movie. I don't really watch commercials, so I do know what the movie is about without actually sitting through a trailer. But they gave out, like, for all the people that are listening that are into, like, shoes and clothes and all that other fun shit, they had the Coraline, like, dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Girl! And you had to win the shoes. And I have a homegirl who actually won a pair of shoes. They are so cute. And it's only a couple of pairs that were made. I've seen, like, a picture of her wearing them, like, a few times, but she pretty much keeps those on ice. So that's about as far as my knowledge goes. But I know that the movie is, like, an imposter mom, and it's really scary, and, like, watch death and bitch. Afterlife and creepy shit. So, right in my alley.
Watch that motherfucker. It's good as a bitch. I feel like it's streaming somewhere for free. I know that I have. So that means you have it. And I will move the Roku from my room to the living room. Yes. Aggressively threatening. This is how you were when Hell House came out. You're like, yeah, we're watching Hell House play. What?
Like, okay. And it was worth it.
It was. It was great. But yeah, that's Ooh,
wow. Did everybody else like Coraline? Did I really like fuck up?
I don't know if I saw it. I know like what it's about, but it's one of those things where like if I did see it, I don't remember anything about it, because like I feel like the person I was dating at the time when it came out probably dragged me to the theater to see it, but was also probably something I didn't want to see, so I probably just didn't pay full attention to it. So if I did see it, I just don't remember.
Yeah,
I know like the animation and the idea of like the mom with like the button eyes and shit is like extremely creepy.
Yeah, it's so good. I love Coraline, and I actually have one of her, you know, that like Coraline doll that they have in the movie. Like, I have one of those. I think it might be streaming on Hulu. Possibly, but I have it on DVD, so I just like watch the DVDs all the time. But I remember when this came out, I was like, everybody was sort of like, this was like the first Laika movie that came out that people like, I remember them pushing it really hard, and it was kind of like before they had a reputation for being like, these movies are good, because I remember there being sort of like some confusion as to like if this was a Tim Burton like movie or not, and so I wasn't really sure, but the set and everything for this movie is just like gorgeous. It's like one of the coolest looking movies that I've ever seen. So yeah, definitely super, super fan.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys have, like something that was in a movie that wasn't specifically a scary movie that scared you? Something along the lines of like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, like when like the driver fucking freaks out.
Large Marge.
Yeah, Large Marge. Or like, I guess specifically the thing I was thinking of that I watched recently was like Spider-Man Far From Home, when it does like the whole Mysterio segment with like the zombie Iron Man and shit.
I gotta think about that one, because I'm like, ooh, I'm sure I can pull up with some kind of movie of that nature. I just need like 45 seconds.
The Little Mermaid, but I didn't necessarily get scared at this part, so this probably should just tell you the kind of fucking kid I was. When Ursula tells y'all how she really get down, and you're going through that poor, unfortunate soul bit, and she turns the people who into the bargain into fucking zombies in her garden of dead people who are still with us, and she keeps them in the thing. And I'm just like, you know, I feel for them, but especially the ones she like tricked, but the ones that legitimately just did not live up to their like their ends meet, I was like, I don't feel for you, because number one, you shouldn't have went to the sea witch to live out your wildest fantasies. Like, you should have just let it be. And then you already knew that there's a chance that she's going to try to jug and finesse you. And now you're a part of her garden. And I think that is really fucking creepy. A lot of these movies and shit that we've seen as kids like have like really creepy like side window situations where it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like Disney, especially in that like period of like the 2D animation, did shit like that a lot. Or even like it wasn't Disney, but like Watership Down.
I was gonna say Watership Down.
Oh the god!
Rabbit just like screaming, covered in blood.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I was gonna say Willy Wonka. Like the boat scene is probably like the go to one for that kind of thing.
Wizard of Oz, the monkeys, the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was like 4 when I first saw that, and on a big old a TV with a big ass bat.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, but I know the I like I'm I, because I'm like, wow, I remember the room, like I remember the carpet was like, you know, back in the 90s, 80s, mm-hmm. they had the brown carpets, like really like, you know, chocolate brown carpet, yeah. Or
so like shag.
We had shit on the yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandma, my granny, because you know, I didn't go to pre-K or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had my great grandmother, who is not the one who watches Jerry Springer. She used to watch me all the time. She taught me how to read and write and everything. Yes, I was reading before I got to school.
Oh, that's
in,
so lovely.
Yeah, no, we was in that jank reading books. It's good times. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Wizard of Oz is on. She had it on. You know, of course, we're drinking tea and shit. And I'm like, wow, what kind of creature is that? I don't like that. And I didn't like that witch either, because she was mean. I was like, you mean bitch, you. You're mean, you're green, and you're ugly. I don't like you. You're not being nice. I don't know why you won't just let her go home. She ain't do shit to you. I just didn't understand why she was so, like, I was like, I didn't like that. She made me feel weird. I didn't like her.
Actually thought of two. So one is from one of my all-time favorite movies ever, Labyrinth. And I was like looking at some lists about like what people considered kids horror, just like to kind of jog my memory. And the Labyrinth was on there. And I was like, I was like, how is the Labyrinth like kids horror? But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, okay, well, the puppets, some of them are pretty scary and they're goblins, right? But there's this, have you guys have all seen Labyrinth? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. It's been a long
time. What? Okay. That's your homework to go watch it. But there's this like one scene This is, maybe kind of a spoiler. I don't know. There's like this one scene where all of the goblins are like waiting in her closet, like listening to her talking or whatever, because she has to say this like specific phrasing in order for them to come, like, take her younger brother, essentially. And they're all like in there, just like lined up, and it's like dark, and it's just like their eyes, and they're, I don't know. That freaked me out. And then my other one is, have you guys seen My Best Friend's a Vampire?
Yes.
So,
No.
Okay.
I haven't either.
It's good. It's like a very, I really love those, like, I'm pretty sure that was 80s, but I really like those 80s, like, horror comedies. So it's like my boyfriend's back, my best friend's a vampire, once bitten. It, you know, it's all kind of like that. Mm-hmm. But there's this scene where, like, his friend, the main character, gets turned into a vampire, and then he, like, floats up outside his friend's house to try and get him to help. But I don't know why, for some reason, that scared the shit out of me. And I, like, thought people could just, some man creature was just gonna, like, float up to my window when I was sleeping. And, like, I lost sleep over it. Like, and it wasn't even, and I liked vampires. It wasn't a scary movie, right? It was a comedy, but for some reason, the image of it, I just couldn't.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I think another one came to mind is Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Whenever Judge Doom, like, reveals that he's actually a toon.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking eyes all bug out. And his smile gets all weird. Ugh.
That movie was so scary when you, like, think back about it.
And he dropped him into the fucking disintegrates the ink and
shit.
Just, oh, no, turn him into memory, bruh. He turned, I'm so scared. No. Stop, Roger Rabbit! The tunes is getting their ass beat. I was like, that's too much. Bruh, I don't want to get turned into a memory, dog. Like, that's fucked up. Oh my god.
Oh, I want to talk about a movie that Jazz just saw. Scooby-Doo and Zombie.
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. Yes.
I fucking love that movie.
I watched it for the first time. Now, when I watched it, I realized, oh, this is not the first time I've seen it.
So, okay, surprise.
But I forgot what happened, so it's like the first time again. Yes, like a virgin. Wow. Watch it.
I love that movie.
And I'm like, oh, wow, this is fun, because this time it's not, spoiler alert, it's not like, ooh, they pull a mask off somebody. You know, these are real monsters.
That's so how they thought it was going to start.
Oh, remember all
yes.
the monsters?
Yeah, yep. That was one of my favorites.
That's what I named my plant after.
I wanted to be Oblina so bad.
Yes, yeah, she was super witty.
Have you guys also so like Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, obviously classic, banging soundtrack. For the time, mm-hmm. the animation was like, because you had like the regular Scooby-Doo show, and then you had this, which was like real animation with shading and all that stuff, and it was like insane. Yes. And then they also came out with two other movies around there that are equally really good, which was Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School.
Yes.
And Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. So those are like absolutely. The three trifecta best Scooby-Doo anything ever in my mind.
In my brain, I am a hefty.
Yeah, exactly. So all right, cool.
Okay,
that's where we are.
Yeah,
have you didn't see Witch's Ghost?
No, but I mean, I might just go in there. All these streaming channels that I have, because okay, I'm a grandma and I'm realizing, because I have a Roku and I'm downloading these channels, and I have, because I don't have a cable box in my room, but we have cable, we have a plan where we have lots of channels, because I don't watch a lot of TV.
Just like,
and
I'm cable realizing,
yeah, I have access to all these movies that are available on all these apps. So I'm like, I'm downloading apps little by little. I'm like, oh, I have this channel. I just downloaded like the USA one, which comes with like Sci-Fi, everything else. And that's why like a bunch of Nightmare on Elm Streets are on there. Like the new Nightmare, the second one, which I haven't seen in a long time, like the barbecue scene. Freddy's Dead is on there. I haven't seen that in like 15 years at minimum. So I'm like, you know,
you're bound to find it
somewhere. Yeah, but there's like all these movies that I'm just stumbling upon. So.
That's okay, girl. We're in a pandemic. half of us working from home, the other half of us are suffering outside. And when we get home, we want to basically drown our minds in the shit that has nothing to do with what's going on outside.
Day drinking
horror.
Okay,
that's another reason why I like the kids' horror stuff too, is because like I'm not gonna watch, if I'm in the mood to watch something like spooky or whatever, I'm not gonna watch a kids' movie they're not situations you're going to find yourself in. You know what I mean? Like, I watched Scream 4 yesterday. Do I have someone in my life that might show up and try and cut me with a knife? Maybe. I don't know. That's the thing, right? Could be multiple people. But, like, I'm not gonna stumble into teaching ghouls school things, which if I did, that sounds awesome. You know what I mean? So, like, right. I'm not worried about anything happening in, like, a kid's movie that could potentially happen to me.
You're not afraid of a swimming pool monster?
Well, okay, that's different. I am, yes, I am afraid of swimming pool monster.
What about Ghostbusters? Remember that?
Ghostbusters was so much fun.
I loved Ghostbusters.
The soundtrack for both movies were fun.
Agreed.
The giant marshmallow man.
Some of their like ghosty things were pretty creepy looking for children.
Oh, the librarian, like at the start of the first one.
Yeah.
Remember she comes flying at the screen.
Oof. Crazy.
Yeah, trap her ass. Wow.
And then even for the time, like I was like, holy shit, like the whole premise, which was it the first one or the second one that had the whole like demon room spawn jello wall situation?
The second one? Yeah, it's two.
Yeah, that shit was scary. And then you're trying to like steal people's baby, you know there's always like a baby plot in there. It's just, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like if the series would have kept going, because I haven't seen, admittingly so, the newer movies, I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Very curious to see how those all played out, although I've heard mixed reviews. But it's only a matter of time before you start like full-fledged and like making this go to space thing, aliens. You know, it's only a matter. They always throw in aliens.
They're trying to catch space ghosts.
Dan Aykroyd would be very into putting aliens in a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Now it's what is that? Men in Black meets Ghostbusters.
I would love that. That sounds amazing.
Men in Black has creepy parts too. Men in Black was a little them aliens. Cause I like sci-fi, and I think sci-fi is definitely a good subgenre in horror. And some people like to keep them separate because they're not fucking with it. But no, aliens are scary. Fuck that.
I'm not really like an alien sci-fi person at all, but something about Men in Black, I just love it. I guess anything that Will Smith's in, I'm down for it. Like, what was that movie he did that was on Netflix and there was like humans and monsters?
Bright.
Yeah. I thought that was fine. I didn't have any problems with that. I've only seen it once though, to be fair.
I have not seen it. I still haven't seen it.
I skipped over because somebody told me it was very Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. Holding my nose.
Somebody else said yes. So I was right. I was like, this is not. I didn't think it would be like super BLM, but I'm just like, I'm gonna just skip over. I trust you, Will Smith, but also not in this climate. I'm gonna holler at you later. But if you are listening to us, and y'all see this, I would love to have a dialogue. Let's talk about it. I'll sit through it. I'll try my best to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, now that you're saying it, yeah, totally, I see that. But at the time, I don't think I was thinking. Because, like, how do you guys feel about movies where, like, you know, they have race issues, but it's, like, it's not the race issues that, like,
it's like an alien instead of, like, a...
Yeah. Because that's what it is. And then, like, obviously the main characters are also policemen. He's, like, a monster policeman or whatever. So I guess, yeah.
It's hit or miss for me.
Because also I feel like I'm a stand-in. It's not like, oh, it's really another alien race. No, this is a stand-in for you know.
Yeah, and I'm
just like,
don't do this.
Don't force it on me. Nose, and I knew it was on the nose from the trailers and shit. Like, I knew I didn't want to watch it, and I still have not watched it. And I'm like, I want to see it to like log it in and just to rate it and think about it and chew on it to see the problems and what was good about it.
Yeah,
because I feel like you can have certain movies like this, but they need the nuance, and you need the right people on the team to really give it that nuance. And I feel like they never put, and the people who give it that nuance are what black people who are understand. They never have people on that list like, hey, no, don't do this, or this is, you know, this is nah, this ashy, don't do that, or make this if you're gonna leave it open-ended in this situation. But I'm just not really
with it. I personally never super went up for cop movies. Like, I didn't necessarily hate them, but I'm also a person that doesn't really super go up for action films, period. Like, you know, I like, what is that? All those, like, fun, like, jokey cop movies from the 80s. Police Academy? Also, like, you know. Okay. Yeah, but there's only so many, you know, we could watch because that's really what's just on TV. Mm. So when I'm seeing this, I'm like, okay, there's going to be some police propaganda in here. They're going to try to make it jokey. It's only going to go so far because Will Smith agreed to be in this movie. But I personally was not in the spot, like in the open space to watch it. You know, y'all all know my stance on how I feel about the Federellis.
So. Oh, I mean,
just like, I mean, it is on my, I did put it in my list just to check it out to see, like, okay, I didn't want to be like, you know, have all these biases about the movie, just like, fuck this movie, and I've never actually given it a chance. So I'll report back. I will check it out.
I mean, I don't know if it's worth it after all that. After all that being said, but.
I would say it's not.
Well, there's that.
It definitely feels like it is really lacking that nuance. Like, it's very, very lazy and tropey.
Never mind then. You know, everybody got to collect a check. I can't even manage to get your bag up. I don't really, that's all I got. I'm like, A movie that I thought about today, though, randomly, before we, like, wrap this up. Casper, and how fucking wild that movie was.
Okay, Casper is just like literally one of the best movies like ever made, like ever.
It's such an insane idea for a movie. Like, I watched it as an adult a couple of years ago and was like, what in the fuck? Like,
it's amazing. It's a perfect, not a hair out of place. It's just amazing.
Oh, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
I agree. The storyline is crazy, though. Like, so at this point, I'm just like thinking about, and it's hard for me to put myself in like child cat shoes watching this because obviously I'm watching anything. But I'm like, they're exploring death in a children's movie. The 90s was crazy.
Like, not just like a lot of like the movies that we see involving children where like something goes awry or whatever, it's like because one parent has died and it's like a single dad, you know, so the kids just run loose because the dad's not paying attention. But this movie had like a lot of death in it because you have like, you know, the main character Christina Ricci, who's just you know, her mom has died, but then you also have her dad being somebody who like talks, not the dad, but you have a character who like talks to dead people or whatever, or no, it is the dad. Mm-hmm. But then you also have main characters who are ghosts, and like, it's just crazy. There's death all over the place.
Yeah. Did you guys see the second one where you had Hilary Duff and she played?
I didn't even know there was a second one.
She was like pretty young in it though, right?
Yes, she was. It wasn't horrible. Well, at the time, I didn't think it was horrible.
I've definitely seen it, but not like, I don't think I ever rewatched it, so it must not have been my jam.
Well, for anyone who's listening, or you guys who just like, whatever, let me just check this out, or just like peek at an overview of it and not actually spend an hour and a half of your life trying to decide what's going on. It's Casper Meets Wendy, and it came out in 98.
Yeah, I think regular Casper was enough for me.
There you go. It wasn't super horrible. Wendy had like some shitty aunts, as per usual with these stories. And she's just trying to break free of her aunts who are like protective but also doing shitty things. So.
I'm curious about Casper's Haunted Christmas.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, I need more spooky like Christmas stuff to watch. So,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. I used to also like that. Casper started with me because I used to watch like the cartoon when I was younger. And so. Mm-hmm. That, if you want to, it's like, so there's like this one episode where Casper meets this like little fox named Ferdy or whatever, and it's like his best friend, and then spoiler alert, the fox ends up getting like hunted by dudes that hunt foxes for whatever reason, and he's like all sad and like legit me as a child just like sobbing because his best friend is dead, but then Freddy comes back as a ghost and they're best friends forever. And
oh wow,
but think about how like fucked up that is.
That's sweet, but it's really bleak.
Yeah. Right. And as a kid I was just like, oh my god, this is the best. And that's like one of my favorite like cartoons of like, I don't know. But so yeah, whenever the Casper movie came out, I was like super excited because I loved Casper. But
I haven't seen that one, but it's really morbid, but it's definitely up my lane. Kind of like when you think about like old cartoons you watch and like the characters would just like die and now they're ghosts or like partying.
Listen, we all grew up watching stuff that like I just don't understand how we got away with it. Like, if our parents had paid attention for, like, 2 seconds, like, Ren and Stimpy was probably not the best thing to be watching. Or, I don't know. They all just had, like, super messed up stuff. And then as a kid, you're just like, haha, funny faces. But, like, this horse has a walrus held captured, like, in his house. And he's, like, asking for help. I don't know. It's just, like, all messed up. But we're fine. Yeah, it turned out okay. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, like, and I even have like a whole half page of stuff that we did not even talk about. And so I feel like we are just so lucky to have had all of this like stuff to watch as kids. And even though they're doing remakes that I feel like maybe they're not the best for us, at least the kids now will like have these things to watch.
I agree. I completely agree. In addition to other new stuff. Oh, I forgot to tell everybody. So that new movie that they have like advertising on Netflix.
Vampires. Oh, I watched
How was that?
Yeah. Is that PG-13?
Yes, it is PG-13. It basically, the vampires are the gentrifiers.
Oh.
Right. So it's but at the same time, it was some stuff that I was like, okay, but some stuff was really on the nose and I was like,
oh my god. So overall I actually did not realize that it was PG-13, and knowing that I actually think I like it more, because the issues for me were that I just felt like it didn't, as far as just the vampires go, like didn't do anything new. It's just like every trope, whatever, but the kids in it are really great. And like whenever you run into like the first like white person is announced, she's just like, oh hey, oh my gosh, hi guys, or whatever, and one of the kids says something like, as soon as you see white people with canvas bags, you know it's over. And that made me laugh because like for real though, right? So like those aspects of it I thought were really good. I think it's definitely worth just watching if you have. Yeah,
I think so too. Kit, Nathan, did you
guys I have it yet you today? I haven't got a chance to watch it yet though.
I think Katie was telling me about it whenever she watched it, and it's in my queue, I just haven't got around to it. I'm in a 90-day fiance binge, so I'm watching other horror.
The real life stuff.
Yeah, the real life horror of 90 Day Fiancé.
More power to you. I can't do it.
It's a nightmare. I know there was one thing I think one of you, Kat or Jazz, watched. I saw on Twitter, Batman versus Dracula.
Oh, I've seen that. I know Jazz has seen it as well.
It's so good.
So I go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, it's from like one of the Batman animated series that like gets pretty roundly ignored. I don't ever really see people talk about it that much, but like it's like legitimately good, and it's got a very like distinct animation style to it. I was just curious what you guys like thought about it after watching it.
We both actually really like fucked with it heavy. We've seen it at 2 separate times. I saw the Batman first situation. I saw it on my own, just like a random watch. Somebody had like a what's that, like a streaming service, you know, fun random shaboop, and I like checking out random Batman movies. It's like that, Under the Red Hood. Some other ones that really just like are fire. Right now, Netflix has the video version of The Killing Joke, which is different than the book. But I really had a good time watching that one. What did you think?
I love it. I think that whole series is really good and like wildly underappreciated and does some like very. Yeah, like the cats are yelling at me for food.
That's okay.
Like that series, like did something very weird where they kind of embraced a little bit of like an anime style to some of the characters without like overdoing it, and also kind of making it its own. And then like went and did like this weird one-off movie that's just Batman versus Dracula that like. Doesn't totally tie into the rest of the story of the series, but it's just like kind of legitimately weird and creepy, and like the Dracula in it is really interesting, and it's just kind of a weird tale of like, you know, Batman trying to fight this like a supernatural force as opposed to like, you know, the Penguin or whoever.
Yeah, I actually had like I made different lists for like live action books animated, and I had Batman the Animated Series, just like the series, on there, and I was gonna ask your guys' opinion as to whether you think that would count as kids horror, because it's like the thing that got me into superheroes was Batman, and it was like Batman the Animated Series, because it's like super dark, mm-hmm. and then you have characters like Scarecrow, who was like really scary as like a cartoon character. And even when you go into like Batman Beyond, you have people who are not just people. They have there's like I think her name is Ink or something like that, where she's kind of like a supernatural or whatever. Yeah. So I had that down listed as like something I liked when I was younger. I would consider horror, but I wasn't really sure what the general consensus on that is.
Oh yeah, no, that definitely counts in my book, especially when we talk about when we touched on the topic of shows that weren't necessarily like. Marketed as this is a horror show, but had a lot of horror and like extra sci-fi elements in it as well. Yeah. That definitely falls right in.
Yeah, Batman Dracula I watched a few days ago, like less than a week ago. I watched after the first time. I feel like again, Ernest was like, "Hey, this is this, ha ha ha," and I was like, "Oh shit, this is, I thought it was on HBO Max or something," and I was like, "Let me just hit play on this because I'm you know packing up and." It's Batman, and I have a general idea of who these people are. I don't need a whole lot of fucking background story for this. It's not a brand new movie. And it was fun. I was like, they pulled up on Penguin immediately. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Looked me down. So, I mean, I thought it was a good time. I didn't really care for the Joker animation drawing. I didn't like the way he looked. But I wasn't, like, super opposed. I would not watch it because of the way he looked. It wasn't that off-putting.
Mark Hamill didn't pay
for no, the Joker. No, it's... Oh yeah, I can't think of his name. I think it's the he was on. I think it's maybe Maurice LaMarche. Yeah, I can't remember. But like, the Joker like style in that is very weird. Where it looks like he has like dreads, and it's real strange. It's like the one aspect of that show I'm not super into is the like the way the Joker looks. I do like the idea though of him like. The first thing is turning the Penguin and making him his helper or whatever, and just like
he was like, I don't work for nobody. Eyeballs yesterday.
Actually, well, actually, thought it was
thought like shit. Bitch.
That's what she thought. What else did you have on your list, Katie, of stuff we didn't talk about? Because like this is a topic that's super vast. And we could sit here and talk about this forever.
I think we talked about most of the animated stuff. For just regular movies, I also had A Night in Terror Tower.
Yes.
Little Monsters.
Which is Little Monsters was my favorite as a kid.
Yeah, it's so good.
Wait, is this the one with Lupita?
No, with like Howie Mandel and like Fred Savage.
You guys know how I feel about a Fred Savage, the Savages. I also, somebody said Beetlejuice. I don't think we really talked about it, but I feel like that's just a given, Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Edward Scissorhands.
Were you really?
You were Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna post a picture later on.
She did it.
I didn't see it.
And I ran into the two other people with the book of the manual for the dead, and we took a picture together.
The same movie. That's awesome.
And it was
like, I don't know that this would count because I didn't actually know what it was rated, and I looked it up and it's R, so I don't think it's a kid's movie, but I had Sleepy Hollow because it's a Tim Burton movie. Okay. So
yeah, it's a little adult, but I also I was like 11 or 12.
I would put that as family horror, but it just so happens to be rated R because in terms of like rated R films, it's not rated R.
It's just like a lot of blood, which I feel like, and it was, I think it also came out in like the late 90s or whatever, and so I think lots of blood gave you a different rating, but Christopher Walken in that movie is terrifying. Like,
when
oh
is
my
he
God.
Not?
Yeah.
I mean, true, but like, holy crap, his little spiky teeth. I don't know, man. So Sleepy Hollow. Then I also had Sabrina, obviously. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like original Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. That one is super goofy, but I love it. I also had two TV series, So Weird and Eerie Indiana.
Oh my God, yes. So it's been so long since I've seen either of these shows.
So,
them until today.
Eerie Indiana, I rewatched it earlier this year and it 100% still holds up. I've been making my way through So Weird. It's on Disney Plus. It doesn't hold up as much, but it works for me because it's like nostalgia. But if you were just like a person off the street, I don't. And like those are a little bit different, right? Because they're a lot more like sci-fi based than they are horror, I would say. But like, anything that had like a mystery or weird shit happening when I was younger, like that's what I was into. And then I have two more. One of my favorites, which I don't think is streaming anywhere and it makes me sad, is a movie called Under Wraps. It was a Disney movie, I'm pretty sure, and it's like essentially
the mummy movie.
I freaking love that one. And then the last one is of course Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like Monster Squad is like the classic like kids horror movie, but mostly adult horror movie.
Yeah, like if you are a like horror parent now, you absolutely need to be watching this movie with your kids.
Yeah, I agree. Another movie that just popped into my head that's not necessarily like 100% horror, but has like, well, definitely one murder mystery horror elements.
Oh yeah,
Clue is so good.
Yes, a Tim Curry stand account also. So.
We have this joke that like whenever we're trying to find a movie to watch, and I'm like, just pick something. Like, I'm not really gonna watch it. I'm gonna go to sleep. And then my husband's like, all right, I'm gonna put on Clue because he knows I would just stay up and watch the whole thing, like no matter what time it is. So I would count that.
Clue was great. I don't know why that's hilarious to me, but
okay,
you know, but it's a good. But you got the whodunit. You have like the murder behind it because murder is not fun in any way, shape, or form. And then, you know, you've got the trying to figure it out. You have your comedy, which is crazy because you know I really don't. And I know we briefly touched on like some. I think did we talk about Little Shop of Horrors? I know someone did say for like 2 seconds. Okay. Well, Little Shop of Horrors, another movie that has like a lot of horror elements, but you could definitely sit down and watch it as a family. I mean, I really love that we were able to talk about something because we all usually chop it up about stuff where like, if you did watch it with your family, it's for like shits and giggles, or these are movies that, you know, we talk about movies that you cannot watch.
With sit down with your kids and watch it like Human Centipede. Like,
let's pick something awesome tonight. Okay, get something super like blood, guts, and assy. So,
yikes, cannot watch these things.
No.
You couldn't watch Society with your parents? Weird.
I didn't watch Society.
Oh, no, me neither. I watched it for the first time. Like, was it earlier this year or was it last year?
It was last year, I think.
I don't even know, but I literally, what's the meme, lives rent free in my head. I think about it all the time.
We did an episode where we had Katie watch Society with no previous knowledge of what it was. Yeah, and didn't tell her anything about it.
Anytime I recommend it to someone, I'm like, don't Google it. Don't look it up at all, because it's going to ruin it for you. So then it gets to the last half hour and they're like, what in the fuck have you told me to watch? What is this?
It's shocking. It just is.
Everyone that's listening that has not seen Society,
don't look it up. Just hit play.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, hopefully our listeners will check out all these spooky child's horror movies. If you got kids, you know, you got some youngins, or if you know you don't want to be stupid like Ernest, and you want to just watch something that's spooky, but you know you don't want to, you know,
keeping it cute, keeping it
just some Halloween vibes, Halloweeny vibes.
Yeah, just vibe. Maybe you're decorating, okay?
Maybe you have a kid's pop because you're an educator and you just decided, it's fuck it, it's Friday, and I really, these parents, kids' parents have given me permission to show them a movie. We definitely named something that was fun and that would pass.
Yeah, but please watch it first, because I work for a county where some of this stuff you still
can't. Oh, yeah.
It's
no,
not
no,
the
no.
90s. You can't get away with it.
Yeah, you can't get away with this shit. Absolutely not. Some of the, no ma'am. So watch it all the way through and be very scrutinous and pay attention to your county's guidelines. Do not come and sue us. Because
my suggestion is just show your kids Treehouse of Horror episodes like my teachers did.
Yeah, I'm almost caught up with them. I'm watching them all right now.
I want to watch them all.
It's like pretty interesting because I feel like in the beginning, like they did do, like there's a Shining episode, or they like based it off of specific things, but they had more just like random stuff mixed in. And towards the end, I feel like it's just all parody. Mm-hmm. So like there's a Coraline one. There's I can't even think of any more off the top of my head, but some of them are still really good.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching them all anyways, just because. But yes, friends, please go ahead and plug your fun things again. So all of our listeners, they better, because we threaten them with kindness. Where can they find you? Where can they listen to you? Where can they open their purse to give you donations?
Yeah, donations! So... I Hope You Suffer should be on pretty much any podcast app. You should be able to find us. You can follow us on Twitter at IHYSpod, Instagram at I Hope You Suffer Podcast, our Patreon, patreon.com/IHopeYouSufferPodcast. We do a monthly bonus episode. We have our first ones out now where we did a 3 Lance Henriksen movies, and then we had an old bonus episode of 3 Tales from the Crypt episodes we have on there too. Our one coming up for November is 3 Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Oh shit.
And then we have t-shirts and stuff that Katie designed, all at storefrontier.com/IHopeYouSuffer.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank y'all so much for pulling up. We are so excited to have you. I keep telling everyone that we meet, and I know I've said this before, I'm so sick that there is a pandemic keeping us apart. Because I would love to hang out with everyone in a place.
Absolutely.
That's always...
It's quite dangerous outside.
It's super fun. Four of us have jobs that require us to go out and be around people.
You know, things are cruel. Haha, LOL. LOL. I hate saying LOL, but I'm chuckling on the inside and outside. But thank you so much for pulling
Absolutely.
Up.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We don't often get to spend our 2 hours talking about things that we really like, so this is a special treat.
Yeah! And we're going to do it again, just letting you know, as we've already aggressively...
Absolutely. Like, we... if you haven't yet, if you haven't, like, listened to our podcast, you can jump back maybe, like, 10 episodes where Kat and Jazz were on an episode of ours talking about Zombie Shark, so...
Yes.
And I want you to know that I've now told 5 people I've watched since then. I'm still spreading the word, and everybody is like, I told my friend on the phone the other day, I told him he needed to watch Zombie Shark, he needed to watch all these movies and come back and report back, and he's a fan of, like, random sci-fi movies as well. So, I'm just excited. I'm just out here spreading a good word, you know, do what
the I really feel like episode 102. After we did that episode, I had a couple people be like, what was that DVD set? And, like, after you guys bought it, and people started texting me, I realized that it then sold out.
It sold out.
So I feel like we're gonna take credit for making that whole set sell out.
Really? Because I got it from like the random eBay thing. So that eBay got
Amazon sold out. Like, I mean, you could probably find people selling copies on eBay, but like, you know, Amazon and stuff.
Got on in right on time.
Yep.
Right on time. Maybe we'll do like a fun, I don't know, maybe if the holiday spirit is really, really got me flowing, maybe we'll do like a watch situation. Let's see.
Discord can't commit. Channel or something.
Can't commit. Gonna see how we could definitely do this.
Maybe yes. Like
Santa Jaws. Yes. We still haven't seen it yet.
That's okay. I'm going to see it 3,000 times and then we go back and watch it one time with everyone else. Obviously, I'm not going to say 3,000 times. But anywho's, for all of our people who are pulling up listening, like I said, thank you guys again. Please follow the I Hope You Suffer podcast on every fucking thing. This is me with my finger guns next to your head, and it's like a smile drawn on it. It's just trying to aggressively make you be their friend as well. You can check our stuff out basically anywhere with the / handle of Girl That's Scary. We're on a Twitter machine. We're on Instagram. We're on Patreon. We're on Letterboxd. We're not on Facebook
Facebook.
That's pretty much it. And then, fuck Facebook. Facebook is hell on earth, literally. So, there's that. And yeah, and if you don't remember any of those things I said, you can just go to www.girlthatscary.com, and we have all the links already linked for you. So you could just, you know, be like, I'm not committing to do anything other than lazy today, and that's okay. Because we do that often as well. And then, you can also email us at grltspod@gmail.com. We love to hear from everyone on all their thoughts on all kinds of fun, random shit. So just go ahead and shoot us a message. That's all I got.
Pew, pew, pew. That's it.
All right, guys. Bye. We out.
Bye.